That's good. Why are we?
Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. Thrilled to be with you here on this beautiful Friday morning. Coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. My first time ever in Nashville. And it's great to be with you here this morning. And on our call this morning, our topic is action. And I want to share with you some insights that have had a big impact on my life and my career. And the first idea I want to share with you is that action is a skill set. Action is a skill set. And a lot of people, when I get on a coaching call with them, they'll say things to me like, Eric, I am inconsistent, or I am a procrastinator. And it's not that that's not true. And we can shift out of that thought. So if I view myself as a procrastinator, I'm gonna literally live into that idea. In my experience, your brain is like a GPS. And so if you tell your GPS that you're a procrastinator, then your mind's gonna go, okay, that's who I am. So show up in the world as that. Or if you tell yourself, I am inconsistent, your brain is gonna say, okay, I want you to show up in the world as being inconsistent. Well, you can show up the opposite of a procrastinator. You can show up as I'm action. You can show up as I am massive action. You can show up as I am consistent. The next idea I want to share with you, it's called sit with it, be with it. And what that means is, in this context, we're going to explore action in our own mind. And we're going to say, ask yourself questions like, am I an action taker? And your brain might say you are, or your brain might say you're not. And I want you to sit with this idea is, could you become a person of action? Could you be massive action? Because one of the things that's interesting about action is that if I won the lottery today, and it was $100 million Powerball, and all of a sudden instantly my bank account after taxes is, $60 million or whatever the math would be. Does that enhance my ability to take action? And I don't think it does. Action, it's the ultimate level playing field, right? Like in me doing my prospecting calls, I either do them or I don't do them. It has nothing to do with how much money's in my bank account. If I go to the gym, if I keep my car organized, none of those things have anything to do with money. Now, we could argue, well, if you had the money, you could hire somebody, but that's a completely separate conversation. If you can get in your mind, action is the ultimate level playing field. Now, here's the next thing. Does it require further training for you to take action? And I don't think the answer is yes. I think you have all the training that you need in order to take action. If you think about, I was with this, I'm at this conference in Nashville. That's why I'm here. And there was one of the speakers, and she looked, pretty slim on stage. Anyway, she showed some video of her, and the video of her was, she was much heavier than what she was on stage yesterday. And one of the things that she shared was, something clicked in her about 9 months ago. And over the last 9 months, she's lost 90 pounds. And it was like, wow, that's impressive. And so, in order for her to make that decision and step into action regarding her fitness, she could have made that decision at any point. It happened to be 9 months ago. And she had this, miraculous results before and after. I mean, the after was her on stage, and the before was these videos that she showed. But her ability to take action, she didn't need any training in order to take action on her fitness. Now, once she made the decision that she was going to work on her fitness, she might have went and hired a coach. She might have went and watched YouTube videos, maybe started listening to podcasts on fitness. She might have worked with a dietitian, et cetera. But I want you to think about this. One day she woke up with no plans on making this major transformation in fitness. And then when she put her head down on her pillow that night, she had made a decision that she was going to make a change. And that could be you today. That could be you in any area of your life. That could be you with your prospecting. That could be you with one of the things that I talk about is a philosophy. I call it 7+. And 7+ means on a scale of 1 to 10, you play at a 7, 8, 9, or a 10 every day. And that's how I show up in the world every day, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Well, you could ask yourself, what level have you been playing at in your business and in your life over the last 30 days? And let's say you're like, I've been kind of going through the motions. I've been playing at a level 4. Well, what I want you to know is right now in this moment, just like that woman made this decision 9 months ago that she was going to step up and make a permanent shift in her fitness, you can make a permanent shift in your action. And it's all a decision. And where does that decision come from? It comes from your thinking. It's a change in your thinking to connect yourself with, I am a person who takes consistent action. I am consistent. I am massive action. I want to share two last ideas with you, and then we're going to wrap up today. And the next idea I want to talk to you about is dealing with why we don't take action. And as I've been observing myself and looking at where am I taking action, where am I not? Where I'm not taking action is when I'm dealing with resistance. Resistance. And so resistance is something we can feel in our body. Like if you were going to go put your hand on a hot stove, if you have an electric stove and you turn the burner on and it's bright red, you are not going to put your hand on that stove under any circumstances because you know, shoot, if I put my hand on that stove, it's going to burn me. So we're not going to do that. Well, in my experience, my brain will link up the same thing for, say, a networking event. I'll think about this networking event, and I have grown my business in ways outside of like traditional networking. That's never been the way that I've done it. And I'm working on that. And I've noticed I've had resistance to going to these networking events. And so when I feel resistance, what am I going to do? I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to do the opposite of action. I'm going to go figure out anything to do other than networking. And so when I notice that, and then I go, okay, I want to work on that. How am I going to get better at networking? I've got to take on that resistance head on. And I've got to realize that the same thought in my brain of putting my hand on the hot stove is the same thought that's in my brain keeping me resistance from networking. But if you think about it, there's no safety risk in networking. There's no safety risk in prospecting. There's no safety risk in public speaking. There's no safety risk in prospecting on LinkedIn or Facebook. There's no safety risk in doing email marketing. There's no safety risk in leaning into technology, but our brain doesn't think it all through. It just feels the same feeling that it feels when I think about putting my hand on the hot stove. All right, so what's the key point there? Lean into resistance. The initial point of today's call was around you can make a decision to be an action taker. You can make a decision to lean into 7+. And my last idea I want to talk to you about today has to do with having an overarching long-term vision. And in my business, I'm 53 now. I launched my company at age 28. And when I was 28 years old, I had an overarching vision to become the top sales trainer of my generation. And the hero that I resonated with was Zig Ziglar. So I never met Zig, but I resonated with him as a hero of mine. I'm like, I want to be like Zig. And so in my mind, I'm the top sales trainer of my generation. I want to be like Zig Ziglar. Well, that's been an overarching vision that has guided my action now for over 25 years. And in another example, I own my home. I eventually want to own it free and clear. You know, I've got a mortgage payment like a lot of people do. So that's a several decade goal in order to get to that point. It's a long-term overarching vision. Becoming the top sales trainer of my generation, a long-term overarching vision. In my marriage, I want to be with my wife for the rest of my life and have my happily ever after. That's a long-term, multi-decade vision. Well, in my experience, I'm talking to a lot of people, thousands of people. I go, how far out do you think? How far out do you set your goals? And you know what most people tell me? They say 5 years or less. Most people set their goals out 5 years or less. And just check in with yourself. How far out are you thinking about your future? So what I'm thinking about my business future, I'm thinking 4 decades in the future. When I'm thinking about my marriage, I'm thinking 4 decades in the future. When I'm thinking about owning my home free and clear, I'm thinking about 15 years into the future. And it doesn't cost anything to think into the future. So one of the things that we're all on a level playing field, it doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Michael Jordan, or us. We all have the same opportunity to think into the future. We all have the same opportunity to take action. Bill Gates has no advantage over any of us, even though he's got, you know, more wealth than he could ever spend. We're on a level playing field, and you can make a decision right now that you're going to step up and take action. So a couple of final thoughts. I am teaching a prospecting class next Wednesday. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific. If you want to train with me for free, it's at ericoffhamcalendar.com. ericoffhamcalendar.com. That's next Wednesday. You can find the link on there. And then Tuesday night, I think it's at five or six. I'm doing a brand new webinar on my greatest breakthrough of this year so far. And it has to do with playing a bigger game. So going after larger goals. And I'm going to share my exact strategy on how I do that. That's a free Zoom. It's going to be on Tuesday night. You can find the information there at ericoffhamcalendar.com. The last thing I want to share with you before we wrap up is I have a brand new video blog, and it's a weekly blog. Last week was episode number one. I'm getting ready to go shoot episode number two right now. I want to shoot it live from Nashville. And you can find that on my YouTube channel. So if you just go on YouTube and look for Eric Goffham, you'll find my YouTube channel. It's the one that has about 4,000 subscribers. And you can look for my brand new video blog. It's once a week. It's brand new content every single week. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being a part of this call. Let's all go out and have a fantastic Friday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.